Hey, did you hear the MVC is on the right track in serving you as a member of the highway traveling public? Who says so? The chief of the NJMVC, Sue Fulton. Here's what she said at a press briefing recently. We know during this pandemic it's been very difficult. The lines have been awful. I've been out there. I've heard the complaints. But our folks have been working tirelessly to implement new systems, process transactions faster than before, and to keep everybody safe. Yeah, I guess there's social distancing on those lines that wrap around the block then. Oh, she continued, we know that a lot of these places are really overcrowded. There are several of our northern agencies are just swamped, and it's very difficult. Fulton also said in the last 6 weeks, we've done 250,000, 257,000, 285,000, and 272,000, respectively. In fact, the first available dates for new driver road tests, CDL tests, and knowledge tests are either now 1 or 2 days, instead of long waits. Now, they have honestly done some steps forward, like with in-person transactions. They've added 20 transactions for vehicles that can be done online, and with expanded payment options. So, about 70% of registration renewals, 55% of licenses were done at the website, compared to 40 and 20% respectively the year before. And the governor signed a bill on September 10th, I believe it was, to give relief to you. This extends the validity of your photo for an additional 4 years. So now you only have to visit an office once every 12 years to renew something. If you're 65 or over, photo is valid indefinitely. Back to the director of the MVC, she estimates these two actions take roughly 220,000 people out of their licensing centers between now and the end of the year. Thank God for that. Imagine what the lines will look like otherwise.